Chapter 2. More surprises plus Herb. Mother and Daddy keep trying to cheer me up about first grade. Mother says something sometimes life has disappointments in it. Daddy says something, sometimes you have to roll with the punches. I say first grade is a flop. Last year I had two bestest friends. First I had Lucille, plus also I had that Grace. We and that Grace rode the school bus together every single day. Only too bad for us because this year Grace got put in a different room than me, and that was not even fair, but hooray, hooray! Me and Grace still decide to ride the bus together because that's what friendship is for, I think. And so last week, both of us sat next to each other, just like we always did. Only we do. Only what do you do? No, on Monday morning, Grace got on the bus with a new girl from her class, and she and those two plopped down in the seat right in front of me. I quick jumped up and I tapped on Grace's head. Grace, I said, excuse me, Grace. What kind of shenanigans? Shenanigans? Do you call this, Madame? Didn't you see me sitting here? Grace waved at me very real friendly. Yes, hi, Junie B, she said. I'm sorry, I can't sit with you today, but I promise Bobby Jean Piper I would sit with her this morning, okay? I stamped my foot. No, Grace. Not okay. You can't sit with Bobby Jean Piper, I said. You and I have to sit together every single day, 'cause we sat together every day last year, and this your shout be no different. Just then, Mr. Wu Grr, I said. Grr, Bobby Jean Piper. Behind me, I heard a loud laugh. I quick spun around. Guess what? It was Hoop, who sits in front of me in room one. Herb, I said, real surprise. I didn't even know that you rode this bus. Herb kept on laughing. You said, girl. He laughed. Girl. Ha! That's a good one. I wrinkled my eyebrows at that boy. Yeah. Only here's the problem. Herbert, I said, Gert is not actually a joking matter. Plus, I wasn't even talking to you. Herb cried laughing. I know you weren't talking to me. He said, no one on this bus ever talks to me. That's because last year I went to a different school, so I don't have any bus friends yet. Just then, the bus stopped at the next corner. Herb came around the seat and sat next to me. Maybe just for today I can sit here, he said, just until you get your bus friend back. I tapped on my chin, very thinking. Then all of a sudden, I raised my voice real loud. Why? Sure you can sit here, Herbert. I said, you can sit here forever if you want to. Because I used to have a best friend named Grace, but today I'm dropping her like a hot tomato. Bobby Jean Piper peeked over the seat at me. You mean potato, she teased. I sprang up again. Bobby Jean Piper wears a diaper, I hollered. Mr. Wolf frowned in the mirror. Sit down, Jimmy B, he grouched. I sat down. Today is not off to a good start, I said, kind of quiet. Herb nodded. I hear you, he said. I slumped way down in my seat. My bestest friends are dropping like flies, I said. Herb nodded. Join the club, he said. First grade is a flop, I said. Herb nodded totally, he said. I looked out the window. Grr, I said. Grr, he said. Herb. I smiled to just my